This week, Congress approved a $900 million COVID-19 relief deal. It includes $600 checks for a large percentage of Americans and reopens opportunities for Paycheck Protection Program loans to assist small businesses. The PPP part of last spring's stimulus package was considered relatively successful, but it also saw tens of millions of dollars in loans going to businesses that didn't need the money. Craig Harris of the Arizona Republic looked into how charter schools have benefited here from PPP loans, and he's with me. Craig, your reporting found that, quote, an overwhelming majority of the Arizona charter schools that obtained PPP loans didn't need the money, end quote. Now, could any charter school with a business license and a payroll receive these funds?
Absolutely. It's based on good faith. And so if you said you needed it, if you had a relationship with a bank, you got the money. And banks were motivated to get this money out because they got fees of up to 5% of the loan. And so, you know, the larger the money they're doling out, which is get backed by the government, the easier it is to get these loans. And so, you know, it's based on telling the government that you needed it. Now, I think a lot of problems that have happened with these PPP loans across the country is causing the Small Business Administration to do some audits. If you received a PPP loan in excess of $2 million, you're going to get audited. But I think even some of these smaller amounts are going to get audited because they're getting pointed out by media, not just here, but across the country, that a lot of these places didn't need them. And the analysis that we found, the way they didn't need them is that the cash balances at the end of the year almost matched the exact amount of the charter school loans that were taken out for the PPP. So, and you have to remember also, charter schools in Arizona, just like the school districts, they did not lose a single dime of revenue. So it's not like your local dry cleaner who's maybe hit really hard and people aren't getting their clothes cleaned and their business goes down 85%.
What was troubling about Primavera specifically, and then is Primavera required to do something with that money that will benefit students, teachers, schools, education, anything like that?
No, well, Primavera is essentially controlled by a guy named Damian Kramer, and they have a related business called Strongmind, and Damian Kramer owns Strongmind. Primavera is a for-profit charter school. Arizona allows charter schools to be either nonprofit organizations run by a nonprofit or for-profit, you know, like a regular business that your intention is basically to make money. And Primavera is a for-profit charter school, and it has a shareholder, it has an investor, and that shareholder is a company called Strongmind. Primavera had so much money left over this past year that it gave $10 million in a shareholder distribution to Strongmind. But even though it had all that money, it still received a $2.2 million federally backed Paycheck Protection Program SBA loan, saying that they needed the money. And so, and not only did Primavera get more than $2 million, but Strongmind got more than $2 million. Primavera also paid Strongmind over $23 million for services that they buy from that company to teach kids online education. And it's completely legal. What's going to happen, though, is probably the Small Business Administration is probably going to audit both of those loans pretty carefully because they're over $2 million to see if they were needed.
Craig, too early to tell at this point, obviously, but we have another agreement for another stimulus package at this point. Are you thinking we're going to see some of the same sort of issues with this stage of the PPP that we saw previously with some of these charter schools?
Well, unfortunately, I think so, because the bottom line is whenever you're handing out free money, regardless of who it is, people want to get in line and get that money. If you remember back in the spring, you know, some companies got embarrassed, like Shake Shack and Los Angeles Lakers. You know, they got PPP loans and they were shamed into it by bad publicity and they gave the money back. Now, if you look at one of our local charter schools, Legacy, we wrote about them in August. They got over $6 million in charter school funds, and they swore up and down they needed the money. Well, curiously, after we wrote the story, they gave $4 million of it back. And so maybe with, you know, reporters around the country or reporters here noting that folks got these PPP loans that didn't really necessarily need it, maybe they'll give the money back, and it's going to be up to them, and it's going to be up to the Small Business Administration to conduct audits And that also may change come January under a Biden administration. There may be more scrutiny over some of these organizations that didn't need it. Part of the problem is you have legitimate small businesses, minority businesses, women-owned businesses that they did not get any of this PPP money because they didn't have long-lasting relationships with banks to get the money to them. And so they did not get help when they could have used it. And a lot of them closed.
Yeah, Craig, as we've talked to you in the past, you've done extensive reporting on these charter schools. Are there charter schools that handled this differently than Primavera did?
Two really prominent charter schools, Basis and Great Hearts, who have incredibly high academic records and are often lauded by the governor because they have such good academics, they didn't get a PPP loan because they felt they were too large. They did not game the system like some charter schools did by using individual schools to get the loans. The reason you couldn't get these loans if you had more than 500 employees. And the two major charter schools, Great Hearts and Basis, said, well, if you broke it down by school, we could probably, you know, get in and get some of this money. But they realized, hey, that's not ethical. That's not right. And so we're not going to do that. And their contention was, well, we did lose some money because we lost some individual donations from parents, but we also didn't lose any state funding. So ethically, this wasn't right for us to do it. So they took the stand that they weren't going to do it. But 100 and some other charter schools did not take that route. And so the overwhelming majority of charter schools, more than 400 of them, they did not go to get PPP loans. They stood pat. They knew they were fully funded, and they did not, for better or for worse, take advantage of this situation, where a small number of charter schools of over 100 did. And critics will say they really put themselves at an economic advantage over the other schools. And so that's one of the issues is that, you know, and a lot of these charter schools that are big, they really kind of seem to work around the system to find ways to get the money. And so that was one of the other issues that was out there.
Craig Harris is a senior reporter with the Arizona Republic.